Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sech des Pcheres, Perik Vav, Mishnah Tess. Sagt der Mishnah Meister, der Taka was a story, Shalechia Tachtain, where the lower jaw of a Pchar, Oidev, it went out further, Ala Elyon, than the top one. Which is really the opposite of what we learned in the previous Mishnah. One of the three Mumim, that the Mum expert Ayala listed, where the Chacham originally did not agree with him, then they did, was Upiv Daim L'Shel Chazir. Its mouth looks like that of a chazir. And we said that means that the upper jaw sticks out past the lower one. Here it's the other way around. Here's where the lower jaw of a pchar protrudes. It comes out past the upper one. V'shalach Rav Shimon Gamliel l'chacham. Rav Shimon Gamliel sent a shayla to the chachamim. Tell me, chachamim, please, is this a mum or not? We remember they said, "Raise a mum. This is a mum. You can shecht a pchar based on this." So the Batanur explains, even the chacham in the previous mission who didn't agree with Ayala, but in this case, they would agree that it's a mum. Vaitra zakta mishnah oizanagadi. Here we have the ear of a goat, that's a pchar, shesekfula, that was doubled. Meaning that one of its ears was double, it was a big ear, and a smaller ear growing inside it. Amru chacham, so the chachamim said, bizman shehu etzem echad, when this double ear is one bone, in other words, it's connected on top, both ears come out of the same cartilage. Let me try to describe it to you. Picture the ear of a goat. So it looks like a leaf, comes like a point on top. So really what happened, how does a double ear happen? It happened because while one of the ears were growing, the top part of that ear, like the top part of that leaf, folded over and connected to the animal's head. And the folded over part kind of sprung another ear. So sometimes the way it works is, try to imagine a leaf, the top of the leaf is bent over, and out of the bent over part comes out an ear. That's called bizman shehi etzem echad. And that's a mum. Then eina etzem echad, what happened over here is, now the problem started the same way. The top of the leaf, if we can picture the animal's ear like a leaf, the top of the leaf folded over. And another kind of ear started growing, but it's no longer connected to the top of the leaf. It's not one piece of the cartilage. Originally, the cartilage, like the main structure of the ear, it folded over and also broke apart. So now it mamish looks like two ears. So here it's not a mum. Now, l'chayr, what's the svar here? Sakta batnu, I don't know. Mishnah doesn't explain it. L'chayr, where it breaks off and it looks like it's a whole new ear growing, not connected at all, that should be more of a mum. But Mishnah tells us this is how it is. Sakta batnu, didn't we learn before that an animal with an extra leg, in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that's a mum, so how come we don't say the same for an extra ear? Zakta Batanura, an extra ear doesn't stand out like an extra leg. The animal has an extra ear, you have to look to see it. The animal has an extra leg, you'll see it. Vaitra Zakta, the Mishnah, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says, Zinav Hagadi, if the tail of a goat that's a pchar, Shehidoyma L'shel Chazir, it looks like that of a chazir, meaning it's round instead of what a regular tail of a goat looks like. The regular tail of a goat is like wide and flat. Or if the tail of a sheep that is a pchar is very short. Now a tail has chulyais. Just like the back of your spine has like little bumps, little chulyais called vertebrae. The tail has vertebrae. But the tail of this sheep is so short, it doesn't even have three vertebrae. Sakta batnu, that's by a sheep. It has to have at least three. By a goat, it has to have at least two. So if it's less than three vertebrae for a sheep in the tail, or less than two for a goat, hareiz emum, this is considered a mum. So, chazring over Mishnah Tess. We had a story where the lower jaw protruded. It stuck out more than the top jaw. Rav Shimon Gamliel sent the shayla to the chachamim. They said it's a mum. And then we learned about the ear of a gedi that was double. On one side he had two ears, one inside the other. So the chacham say it depends. Bizman shehi etzem echad. If there's only like one cartilage, it's just doubled over on top, so it gives the appearance of two ears. That is a mum. But if it's doubled over on top and then disconnected, and another ear comes out, this mamish looks like two ears. That's not a mum. So we said that really the batnura says, I don't understand. This lachayr the svar should have been the other way. If it's not connected, it looks more like two ears. That should be more of a mum. So in the Rishonim, there are various different explanations. There are certain things that we don't understand. But Chazal tells us that's the way it is, that's the way it is. It may be interesting to note that the Rambam seems to pass on the other way around. He must have had a different gears in the Mishnah. But if there are two separate cartilages, it is a mum. And if it comes out of one bone, then it's not a mum. So that we could understand al pi svara. Some say the Rambam didn't have a separate gears in the Mishnah, but that's how he explains our Mishnah. So like we've said all along, Be'ez Hashem Yisbruch, one day you're going to learn the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Rambams, and you'll understand it. The Mishnayos, besides for the Kedusha of Mishnayos, it's to whet our appetite to learn more. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel told us, in regard to the tail of a goat, which is a pchar, if it looks like the tail of a chazer, it doesn't look like the tail of a gedi. Tail of a goat is like wide, it's wider than it's thick. This goat has a round one, like a chazer. Its width is not more than its thickness. So this is considered a mum. That would allow for us to shech this pchar outside of the azara. And we also learned that if you have a sheep that has a very short tail, less than the normal three vertebrae, or a goat with less than two, that is also matir. That's a mum. That would be matir for us to shech this, even though it's a pchar, outside of the azara.